Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a weekly segment at WUKY where we talk with government leaders from across central Kentucky. I'm Brenna Angel, joined today by phone with Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. Mayor Gray, welcome to the program.
Hey, Brenna. Glad to be with you again.
For the past few weeks, you've talked about a big opportunity for Lexington in the form of a Bloomberg grant. And you've been looking for ideas, a big idea that could come to Lexington. What kind of things have you been hearing, and what happens next?
Well, just for context, Brenna, Mayor Bloomberg's challenge grant is awarding almost $10 million to cities across the country for coming up with good solutions to problems, and good solutions to problems that are innovative and that can be replicated across cities. And we have received 433 individual proposals, submissions, ideas. Now, all of those don't have the same level of currency or traction or application, but what it says is that people are interested in our city. And without raising false expectations to all 433, I can tell you that we're working through a triage system, and what that, you know, represents is basically we're working through a decision and selection process. It's going to elevate the best candidates, the best ideas, for submitting to the Bloomberg Foundation.
Can you give us an idea of the types of ideas? I know if you don't want to say one specifically, but just kind of what sort of category did these ideas fall in?
Actually, that's a really great way of putting it, because as they've come in and as we've sorted through them, they really wrap themselves around quality of life, education, and improvement. You know, how we're going to improve what Lexington is as we go forward. You know, great city, extraordinary history, and this illustrates that people really love our city and care about our city and want to make improvements. Cities are on the front line today. Unlike the federal government, we can't print money. So we have to really pull ourselves up from the bootstraps. And what this illustrates is the level of interest and enthusiasm that folks have for our city.
Well, let's talk about an improvement to public safety. Last week, there was a big announcement from your office concerning the Lexington Division of Fire. A $2.6 million federal grant has been secured that will allow the city to hire 28 more firefighters. So, Mayor, what sort of impact will this funding have for public safety in Lexington?
Well, I'll tell you, Congressman Chandler's office had a lot to do with this. Our local firefighters, the IAFF, led by Chris Bartley, the fire union, they worked hard on it. And what this represents is that we can have funding for hiring additional classes, new firefighters coming into the system. Everybody knows that cities are under a lot of stress today. Our income streams, our revenues have been tight. We're dealing with lots of long-term issues that we're trying to get our arms around. What I appreciate is people working together, searching out solutions, and when we can, we're chasing new revenue opportunities like this that come to us through a federal grant that actually had almost expired, and we were able to work it hard, and it was very competitive, and it's a real testament to the integrity, the professionalism of our firefighting unit here, our EMS system, and our firefighters.
So this grant covers benefits and salaries of those new firefighters for 2 years. What happens in 2 years, and how will the city be able to cover that?
This helps us in the short term. We've got the long-term commitment that we're going to have to hold on to despite any conditions, and this helps us in the short term with the funding. It's not like we're adding new slots. It is a recurring need through attrition that we're filling.
Well, today is August 6th, and in just a few weeks, a major change is happening in Lexington in how Lexington residents are billed for their sanitary, sewer, and water quality management fees. They will no longer be included on monthly water bills. Now, Mayor, I remember sitting in council chambers late last year when it was announced that Kentucky American Water was not renewing its agreement with the city.
And, yes, that was very disappointing.
Yeah, it seemed like a major headache for urban county government at the time. So what's happening now? How's the new system working?
Yes, it was a major headache to anticipate it. You know, business of government is just like any other business. It's about problem solving. It was regrettable. It was disappointing that Kentucky American decided not to continue this billing service for the city. You know, we provide lots of revenue for Kentucky American, so we certainly hope that they would continue. They chose not to, so we've got to deal with the problem. We're doing that as effectively as we can. We are engaging a new system. In fact, Cincinnati's municipally owned utility is taking on this service on our behalf. We're of course compensating them for that, and they've been good to work with, and we hope that the transition will occur seamlessly, but we're concerned that people see a new bill and they'll think this is something that they haven't paid for before. Our objective is to illustrate these are city services, of course, that are already in place and are being received.
Well, in some ways that could be good because it is a little more transparent as to what you're paying for when you get your Kentucky American water bill. And then now with this new bill, the fees that people were already paying for, it will just be on a separate document. What will the options be for paying the bill? Some people like to do online. Some people like to do in person. Are those options still going to be available?
Yeah, those options are going to be available. We'll be explaining all of those options as we go downstream, Brenna, in rolling out the new system.
And as I understand it, the sanitary sewer, water quality, and for some people, the landfill fee, all those fees generate about, what, $65 million a year for the city, which is a big deal when you think about ongoing sewer projects, EPA consent decree. How will you all make sure that you all get the money you need?
Yeah, our citizens actually have a really outstanding record of payment, of prompt payment, and you know, our expectation is that we'll be able to continue to achieve those solid numbers that allow the city to perform the services that are really essential and that really add to the quality of life that that Lexington experiences. That's one of the reasons that we recently, you know, again, routinely been named as one of America's top cities in terms of productivity. Richard Florida, the author of The Rise of the Creative Class, was just talking about Lexington and two or three other college towns on NPR, how cities like Lexington have Ann Arbor, Madison, have weathered, in many respects, weathered a tough economy. Yes, we have problems, but we're working through them creatively.
That's Jim Gray, mayor of Lexington. Mr. Gray, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brenna. Appreciate it.